Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, Pat, the president, Barack Obama, just spoke at Fort Bliss just a few days ago. And this was pretty awesome because he was taking time to honor our troops. You know, I believe it was the 2-year anniversary of the end of the combat missions in Iraq.
Right.
And so he spoke at Fort Bliss because that was a major base where there was a lot of I believe that base was involved in every single aspect of the war. I mean, every single aspect. Yeah. So he went and spoke there before, but he came back and they were so fired up. I mean, he did a really nice job encouraging them. I want you to listen to a little something here because it's just pretty.
2 years ago, I was here to mark a historic moment in the life of our nation and our military, the end of major combat operations in Iraq. It was a chance for me to say on behalf of the American people, to you and all who served there, welcome home and congratulations on a job well done. In every major phase of that war, you were there, the Iron Soldiers. Because of your speed and strength, American troops toppled a dictator in less than a month. Because of your commitment, you stayed on extended tours and went back tour after tour, year after year. Because of your determination to succeed, you turned back an insurgency. You stood firm against sectarian strife. You helped pull Iraq back from the abyss, and you trained Iraqis to take the lead. That was the progress you made possible with your service and your courage.
It's so awesome when you hear the president speaking, you know, to these soldiers. They're all gathered there. They're all, you know, surrounded, and he's giving them a shout out. He's calling them out, and you know, each group, they're so proud, you know, to defend our nation. I mean, it's so amazing. And even in my own neighborhood, they have signs for soldiers that have come back home. And I just thought, you know, this is so good. We need to honor our soldiers. We need to remember the sacrifice, remember that their deployment. And so good that the president was doing this. Listen up. Okay, we'll get this right here ready for you. Listen up.
When I was here 2 years ago, I told you something else, though, that we had more work to do, including taking the fight to Al-Qaeda. And there, too, I meant what I said. With allies and partners, we've taken out more top Al-Qaeda terrorists. Thanks to the courage of our forces, Al-Qaeda is on the road to defeat, and bin Laden will never again threaten the United States of America. Two years ago, I also told you that we'd keep up the...
How awesome is that?
Man, that's
bin
good.
Bin Laden will no longer be a terror threat to America. So you hear this and you're like, wow, this is cool. These are soldiers. And I know that we have soldiers among us and friends, family members and neighbors.
All right.
But to think of their sacrifice and their victory and willing to just do all that they do, you're thinking, man, God, this is... We live in a blessed nation,
right.
Let me tell you. We live in a blessed nation. Listen to another one of this.
Fight in Afghanistan. And I know that some of you recently got back. On behalf of a grateful nation, welcome home. Some of your buddies are in Afghanistan right now. And our thoughts and prayers are with all the troops from Bliss deployed around the world, including Afghanistan. The War Eagles and the Highlanders. And I know that some of you will be deploying later this year.
Did you hear that? I know some of you are getting ready for this year. I mean, these guys are pumped.
That's something.
Where others would, you know, like, I ain't going there.
Yeah.
I thought about going to the military once.
Did you?
Once. Once.
How long did that last?
Well, you know, that was my high school plan. That was my high school plan. And then I went to visit my uncle, who's had a very distinguished career in the United States Air Force. And he done did well, man. I he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. But I went down there to visit him, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this, you know. Right. I had these fantasies of a, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like the elite SEAL. I'm going to be a, you know, all these, you
right.
know, Green Beret. Those things went away quick. They faded quickly. You know what I mean? Like, But, you know, every so often he would keep trying to encourage
Imagine
me.
Imagine you in boot camp.
Oh, my God. Listen, I can do boot camp.
I can't.
But you can't.
No.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, it's cool. You know, you have men and women. When you think about, you know, their sacrifice and the fact that these guys go and these guys and gals go, you know, all over the world. Mm-hmm. They leave their families home, Pat.
Right.
They fight on the front lines for the freedoms of this country to defend this republic.
Yes.
And you think, you know, this America owes them. You know, we owe them our gratitude. We owe them our honor. We owe them the respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad that there's all sorts with the GI Bill, all sorts of benefits for them to receive when they come back. A lot of these guys are wounded. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, they just wrapped up what was a very long war.
That's right.
And we had some casualties. And,
that's right.
And we honor those that have given their life in this war and all the wars that America has fought.
Mm-hmm.
We don't forget any soldier.
That's right.
So I thought this was really good.
That's very good.
Regarding, you know, the president taking time to do this. And so we honor them. We salute them.
Yes, we do.
And we thank you for all their service. With Jekri Ura.
That's right.
Steve Ura. And I know I don't say it quite the way you're supposed to hear, but we honor soldiers today.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.